We're talking now with Sky McNeil, of course, state lawmaker. And Sky, you've got a bill right now that is going to be running pretty quickly here, HB 1999. Tell me about this bill, first of all. It has to do with horse slaughter.
Absolutely. This bill repeals the ban on processing horses in Oklahoma. It does not deal with the consumption laws. So basically it says we can process horses in Oklahoma, but we will not eat them in Oklahoma. We will ship that meat overseas.
And this is a change in that horses up to now have not been listed on animals eligible to be slaughtered.
Absolutely. There has been a ban since the early 60s on processing horses for human consumption in Oklahoma.
Now, this particular marriage seems fairly straightforward, but you are getting some flack.
Absolutely. We're getting a lot of heat from organizations such as HSUS, and they have really come out and attacked us on this bill, saying that it's not humane and this is not the best way to deal with this population of horses. They do agree we have a population, a large population of unwanted horses that are being abused and mistreated, but what we don't agree on is how we deal with those horses, and quite frankly, they've not come up with any solutions. Their best solution is you can take it and sell it, which there's no market for it, or you can euthanize it, which is very expensive. They argue that it's cost-efficient, but I would say that spending $500,000, $800,000 to euthanize a horse is not really very feasible for a lot of folks in Oklahoma. And I think it's time that we stand up and tell them that we in Oklahoma will make the policy. All of us, the citizens of Oklahoma, not outside forces, not people outside of Oklahoma, making Oklahoma policy.
Now, you indicated to me that at this point we don't have a horse slaughter plant on the horizon immediately, but yet this would give them the opportunity at least to look at Oklahoma in the future, right?
Absolutely. There's no investors that have come forward saying that they're ready to put a plan in. We did have some back in the summer. When they realized we had this ban on processing horses in Oklahoma, they went to Missouri. So at this moment, there's no capital investors. But if we have this ban on there, they're never going to come here. This opens up the door for if someone wants to come in and put a plant in Oklahoma, they could if this bill were to pass.
Give me a time frame on how you see this bill running.
Absolutely. We just got it out of committee this week. It flew through committee. It had eight people voting for it, two people vote against it. No questions, no debate. I think we'll see it up on the floor next week. At that point, it's out of the House control. It'll go to the Senate. The title's on it, which means it's a live bill. It means it can go straight to the Senate, get a vote in committee, get a vote on the Senate floor, and go straight to the governor.
At this point, you know, obviously you're probably looking for some folks to say, hey, we want to support this bill. They need to talk with their lawmakers, agriculture groups. What are you suggesting?
Absolutely. It is time now. If there's ever been a time to be active and to protect Oklahoma farmers and ranchers, now is the time. Even if you don't own a horse or aren't interested in horses, if you deal in agriculture, this is an attack on the Oklahoma farmer and rancher, and it's time to stand up. Because I can tell you, HSUS, they're getting their members to call their representatives. They're getting active in social media. They are blasting Oklahoma lawmakers. And we need people back home telling us this is the right thing to do, giving some of those members who are getting all of this heat and all of this attack, having people call from their district. We need people, just as many people. We need more people calling them and telling them, we support you. We believe in what you're doing. Please keep up the good work and protect Oklahoma agriculture.
And you were saying that in a lot of cases, these HSUS calls, the folks that are supporting the HSUS position, are out of state.
They are out of state. From the ones we've received, of the emails and calls we've received, less than 10% have been from Oklahoma. Of the Facebook and social media, less than 5% we think have been from Oklahoma. And so they're very much out of state. Something else I think that's interesting is HSUS clearly spends their money lobbying against efforts like this rather than coming up with solutions. They spend less than 1% of their entire budget ever on an actual animal. Over 99% of their money goes to lobbying efforts to defeat farmers and ranchers all across the United States, and this is just typical rhetoric from them.